A mid-air disaster and an addicted pilot are the focus of this new live-action flick out today.
This is Southjet 227. We're in an uncontrolled dive. We got a jam stabilizer or something.
Oh, Lord, we're coming out of 7,000. I see nothing but acid.
Hollywood heavyweight Denzel Washington back on the big screen in Flight. Joining us live to talk more about it, Washington Post celebritology blogger Jen Chaney. Hiya, Jen.
Hi.
So there already seems to be some Oscar buzz surrounding this movie.
There is a little bit. I'm hesitant to say that it's going to be an Oscar nominee at this point, however. Denzel Washington is compelling in pretty much everything he does, and he is very compelling in this movie. I think in some ways it's been done a disservice by its marketing, because if you watch the trailer for the film, it seems like it's going to be a movie about someone who makes an error in judgment, you know, has too much to drink, is flying a plane, and has to land it and does so successfully, but then what happens when everyone finds out he was drinking? And it is about that. But what it really is, even more than that, is just a portrait of addiction. And it's a very relentless portrait of addiction, of somebody whose just behavior is very, very extreme. And it just gets a little bit too much after a while.
Interesting. Let's switch gears a little bit here. There's a new flick getting a lot of advertising, at least. Maybe even some adults might get drawn in. It's out today, called How Is Wreck-It Ralph?
Wreck-It Ralph is actually a lot of fun. You don't necessarily connect with the characters as a Disney film and as you do in some of the other Disney films, but what's fun about it is that it sort of imagines this new world of video games and the video game characters coming to life, and this one character in particular who wants to better himself and not always be the villain in his video game. And I think it'll be, you know, fun for kids, but for those of us who remember kind of growing up on video games in the 80s, the adults I think will have some fun spotting Q-Bert and the Pac-Man references and things like that.
Great. Thanks a lot, Jen. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
That's celebritology blogger Jen Chaney.